There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have GEICO motorcycle insurance. Because GEICO covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance.
Let's get your motor running. Bong, 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 bong. Get out on the highway. Does it sound like the song? Same thing, right?
It's just like
it. Ironically, just, yeah, amazing. Really.
I wish they were a television camera. Heather has this great ability. You haven't met Heather, actually, have you, Jennifer, other than...
No.
We go for years
virtual
sometimes.
Friends, yeah.
Yeah, right. But Heather has this facial thing that she does, and it is really, it's actually pretty damaging to people who have any kind of, if you have a soft ego or something, it's just, you'd be wiped out by spending much time with Heather.
She makes you feel bad.
Get your motor running. And she's actually.
If you hear Michael's tone in
that's
his voice,
that's what her face looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so it's 9 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Tuesday the 31st of July. Tomorrow is August 1st. Gee, you know what? I'm going to ask you to erase that from your memory. That's so much like the sorts of things that you hear on some of these news programs, whether it's radio or television. And now back to you. That do these news reports, I used to run the news radio station in Boston in the mid-'80s. And it was to the point where I was driving them all nuts because they were driving me nuts. They would waste so much time saying thank you or with frivolous, nonsensical. The people that call, the people listening to that report or to those news programs want the news. They don't want to hear chit-chat. They don't want to do the usual ways the guys on television. Oh, well, Fred, what's going on over there on that side of the studio? They just went, okay, Fred, what's the weather? That's it. End of story.
And that's the way it is.
Well, that is the way it is. What is she, speaking of that, what is she huffing and puffing about? Charlotte's all bent out of shape.
I think it's funny you're asking us.
But you think it's funny what?
That you're asking us what Charlotte's barking at.
Somebody check into that, will you please? All right, so Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness guru, apparently, didn't she tell us she wasn't around this week now that I'm thinking about it? Seemed to me she was going to some...
Oh, maybe camping or something.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, you know what? I think you are right. She went camping this week.
She did.
That's correct.
You know what I saw? I hate to be the one to start rumors about Andrea, but I noticed on Facebook she wrote, it's so nice to be in love.
Oh, really? It's nice.
Cozy camping trip, maybe.
Andrea is a lover. I will tell you that much.
How do you know?
I just get that vibe.
Definitely not a fighter.
No.
No.
No. She's, it's good because she's a very lovable person. She's one of
How do you fall in love so easily? I'm not one of those people, I guess.
I think you fall in love easily. I think you kind of know, but Andrea is a lover. Mm. And she's very much,
embraces that quality.
I think that's probably a good way of putting it. Yeah. And she's very lovable.
Mm-hmm.
The things about her that are very attractive. And her energy. And it's not unlike what I have found with, what did I call her? Lady X at first. And then that sounded like we were talking about somebody who was in a
brothel.
Yeah, right. Anyway, it is a great feeling. It really is. It's a wonderful feeling. And you know what? Hopefully everybody has been there at least once.
You know something
and
really
not
funny?
Once, twice.
Speaking of
and
that?
If not twice, three times. And if not three times, four times.
How about? Not exactly coming back to it, but I recently reconnected with my, first boyfriend.
Really?
I've known him for, 30 years.
Happens all the time.
And the funniest part is that giggly, freshman year of high school, smiling at me in the hallway, whatever.
Yep.
Still that same kind of feeling after 30 years.
Yep.
I'm so jealous. Terrible. I don't get that way.
It's cute. Dad. It's cute.
You just have to you have to get out of your own way. That's your
problem. I block myself all day long.
You're a self-saboteur. We had that conversation last week when it comes to love stuff.
Let's just build Jen right up.
She's true. Very lovable.
I'll cop to it. Are you kidding? I'll totally cop to it.
Extraordinarily lovable.
Sabotage.
Yeah, right.
You stopped liking me so much.
If there were an Olympic sport in that, I would totally get a gold.
All right, 13 past the hour on the Good Day program. So normally when Andrea's here, we have a little laughter at 10 after. We're a little late because it's beyond 10 after. But in a moment, a little laughter. How about at 14 after? You want to do that?
I do.
A little laughter coming up here on Good Day.
All multivitamins claim to be complete. But when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
All right, everybody ready for the ha-ha department?
Yes, ready.
All right, Jennifer.
Yes.
What did the paper say to the pencil?
I get the point.
Nope. You want to take a guess, Heather?
No, I thought how right she was.
Right on.
Right on.
What type of songs do the planets sing?
Round and round?
Nope. Jennifer?
Planets.
Type of songs.
I don't know.
Neptunes.
Oh.
What did the chewing gum say to the shoe?
I'm stuck on you. Is that right?
Okay.
Yay, we got
one. So here's the story, another crazy Olympic story. This is a Londoner who apparently so excited about the Olympics that he decided he was going to swim to America.
You know, I've never been that excited before.
He set off from a beach to swim to the U.S. 34-year-old man told his friends on the beach. Actually, he decided he wanted to, none of the beaches in England were good enough, so he took the train over to France to give him a little bit longer. It's 3,694 miles from the point furthest to furthest, you know what I'm saying? Start in France and swim to the northernmost part of Maine.
Right.
3,694 miles.
That's not bad.
Yeah. He was going to swim. He actually went out. He watched the lifeguards on shore, continued swimming until he was out of sight, and then he stopped. And the lifeguards, as soon as they couldn't see him anymore, called for a helicopter. Diver dropped into the sea, explained to the man that it wasn't a good idea to swim across the entire Atlantic, advised him perhaps to head back to shore. So that's the kind of enthusiasm. The Olympics are okay. I'm looking at how well we're doing. Following Jennifer, wanted to know how Czechoslovakia was doing. I don't even see them.
It's actually the Czech Republic now.
The Czech
Republic. After
that Republic.
Nasty Berlin Wall fell down, yeah.
Really? Yeah, they're not even on here. They haven't registered yet. Maybe they haven't.
they're
coming late.
Uniforms. It was so sad. Yeah.
I want to know how China is dominating so much. I mean, you don't really.
They get beaten if they don't perform well.
Well, because you don't really hear about, like, it's random when you hear of Chinese athletes.
We don't show
right?
them. We block
no,
them out.
It is not rare.
No.
They are number one at ping pong. Holy
ping
my
pong.
Gosh, Jen. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah. So if you're watching this, are you seeing, I've just kind of slip into it if I happen to find it as I'm going to sleep and just watch a few minutes. That's what I did. I have a lot of respect for Bob Costas, although he did something. I mean, a few years ago he had an operation. He's doing something with his hair color. It just looked fake. But that doesn't
an
take away.
An operation on his hair color?
No, he had an operation on his face, and then he had some.
It's called dye.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hair dye.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, not
he
good.
Looks like he sprayed it on. That's what
yeah, he doesn't. Hair. I don't. Why doesn't somebody tell him that? Or why doesn't somebody work on him so he looks natural at least?
There's because I
of,
think he has so much respect that no one wants to tell him.
Nobody
his
wants
hair
to tell
like
him he looks
polish.
Silly.
Yeah.
Right. He looks silly. Absolutely silly. The other news of the day here. I've got a number of things here that I want to bring you up to date on. Everybody ready for an update?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
An update. Okay.
Update.
This is for mothers. News for moms. If you are interested in staying healthy, why did I just...
Because when you paused, I was just waiting for the worst. I thought you were trying to figure out how to phrase it, and I was getting nervous.
Are you laughing at my... Wait, just a second. What are you finding so amusing? I was about to get into something that was very important, and
I know,
laughed.
But when you... No, you're like, wait, the way you paused made it seem like you were trying to, like, come up with your words in the
no,
right
I
way,
had,
so I
have,
thought it was...
There were three or four things, and actually what I was doing was quickly categorizing and prioritizing them in my mind. For example, I thought the most important information for moms was the fact if you eat two apples a day, you will keep the cardiologist away.
Just
somehow or other figure out...
It's been increased.
Well, this is mom's information to help her family if she has one. And if you're a mom, you probably have
one. You probably
do. Probably why they call you mom.
Yeah, they go together.
So if you cut up apples and put them in a lunch or for after school snacks or whatever it is, it's just the... I've always said an apple a day. I really have. I have an apple. You see me. Every day after breakfast... I have an apple. When Charlotte and I leave to get in the truck to go out on our farm business, we have an apple. I eat most of it. She eats the rest of it.
She finishes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so even better, so says Dr. Ken and many other eminent cardiologists, have two apples a day. There's something in them that really helps the...
Then you can have any kind you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, anytime.
From Gala to Granny Smith.
Right. Yes. Okay. Here's something else. For those of you, Jennifer, who are trying to... attract the opposite sex. If you have high self-esteem, it'll go a long way.
That is so true. Oh, my gosh.
That is on both sides.
Yes.
Not being an egotistical jerk.
No, just being confident.
Right. Exactly.
And not being latchy. I mean, that's the thing that irritates me to be, no end. And this is on both sides of the fence. But when you first date someone and then you get all insecure and like, do I call? Do I do this?
Forget it.
It was interest. Yeah.
Barfo.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Stand by for just a second. Excuse me.
Well, in the meantime, can I tell you that I just did go to that wonderful resource, wiki.answers.com, to look up, did Bob Costas have plastic surgery?
And?
You're not going to believe what they had to say.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I
believe it.
Yeah.
What
one word answer right there.
Yes.
One word.
Just yes.
No elaborate.
Yes.
Just yes.
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 Right. Okay. Here's our 2020 news quiz question. Everybody ready?
Ready.
There are billboards that have appeared in many states around the country in the past 24 to 48 hours. They read, "Good chicken, no hate." Where or whom, what company is responsible for those billboards? "Good chicken, no hate." What company has put those billboards up? 800-510-8255. You know the issue. You've heard the issue. It's been discussed for past 4 or 5 days. So this is, I guess, a counter to it. Maybe a good promotion, maybe not. What do you think? Good chicken, no hate. Who's responsible for putting up those billboards? 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All right. So I have to deal with this because otherwise we'll take over the program. All right. So most of you know that I'm on my farm. And when the weather is dry like it has been the last couple, 3 weeks, the fly population increases.
Nuts.
And so as people go in and out of the house, there are flies that come in and out of the house. So from time to time, you may hear a little of this. Okay. So I was having a conversation with Dr. Joel Wallach in the last half hour.
And he was pouring his soul out to you about his Tourette's.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, he's like, yes, I had a severe facial tic.
Oh, class. Class.
Okay, so are we over this now? Can we continue on?
I'm going to do my best.
Now back to our previously scheduled program. Right.
Already in progress.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
All right, so let's do a few birthdays. Get the tears out of your eyes. This is the 31st of July, and 69 years ago, somebody who's just known as Lobo. Now, at some point in time, I knew this guy's real name, and now I can't remember it. It's something like John Sellers or, something
simple. His friends call him Lobo.
Yeah, right, exactly. Me and you and a dog named Bo. Plays the big claim to fame here, 69 today. Gary Levitch. Dad is Jerry Levitch. But they changed their family name because Lewis sounded better than Levitch, or so they thought anyway. This Diamond Ring was their big song. Actually, no, they had six or seven songs that were number one. This one is the one most people remember. Crank it up, Michael, will you? Born this date, 1945, Susan Flannery, the actress who started out on The Days of Our Lives, got a Daytime Emmy for that in 1975, was in The Bold and the Beautiful, also showed up in Dallas. A lot of nighttime soap operas, very attractive lady. Born this date, 1943. Daughter of comedian Charlie Chaplin, Geraldine Chaplin, born this date, 1944. Happy birthday to her. Yvonne Goolagong's birthday is today. Tennis champion from Australia. Isn't that a great name? Yvonne Goolagong. She was the Australian Open champ in 74, 75, 76, 77. Wimbledon in 71 and 1980. Got her, she really has her, I think, credentials when it comes to knowing her way around the court. Carl Green, born this date 1947, guitarist and harmonicaist with Herman's Hermits. He's been married seven times.
I don't know why. I often sing this.
You often do?
I often sing
this. She often sings that. 65 today, Mr. Green, who is involved in I'm Into Something Good, Mrs. Brown, You Got a Lovely Daughter, Henry VIII, Listen People. He's just
I gotta love the boldness of second verse, same as the first.
Hugh McDowell, who is the cellist for ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, 59 today. Who would remember that? It's worth a moment or two. Bill Berry, drummer for REM, 54 today. You like this?
REM, yeah. I mean, REM, and it stands. I mean, right. It'll hold, it stands through time.
Right. All right, let's see. Who else is
we know it.
Dean Cain's birthday is today from Lois and Clark. And Wesley Snipes, who's doing time at the moment, right?
Did they ever actually lock
him
up?
Yeah, no, he did. He got
did
locked
he?
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he got a 10-year sentence. He won't be in there for 10 years.
No.
For income tax evasion. And he owed the government like $4.5 million. How do you do that and think you're going to get away with it? I mean, if you owe him $400, but $4.5 million.
They notice after a while.
Notice.
They do.
Right.
Yeah.
28 after on Good Day.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving him the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Quiz question here on the Good Day program with Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen, 800-510-8255. You can email Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Doug at DougSteffen.com or Heather at DougSteffen.com. What's the social media status at the moment, Ms. Horn?
Well, funny you should ask, Dougie. I happen to have that right here.
Really?
Mayor Bloomberg wants to hide formula in New York hospitals to encourage women to breastfeed. And we asked you what you thought about this. Thomas says, what makes it his business? Melissa said, breastfeeding is not for everyone. It's not fair to force something one may not be comfortable with. He has no right. And then Thomas kind of responded to that and say, why do so many people get shot and this clown is allowed to live? Stacy said, I know it's tough words.
That's pretty stupid.
Stacy said he has some issues with liquids banning sizes and now promoting breasts. Interesting. Thomas, this guy takes control freak to a new level. Hey, Mayor, go fix a pothole somewhere and quit worrying about breasts. Brenda said he's an idiot. Terry said Bloomberg has problems. He thinks his money gives him the right to be everyone's mommy. More like Bloom, an idiot.
Hold on for just a second.
Uh-huh.
Where did we lose our respect for other people's point of view, and taking such a cynical, sarcastic, nasty, negative approach. Most of the stuff that you're reading is pretty nasty and pretty negative. Let me just put a spin for at least some of you to think about. The mayor of New York has a bully pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
He has used it effectively for 3 terms to make New York the best, arguably, it has ever been in many, many different ways. And he uses this pulpit to get people to think. And the real reason, and maybe it's easy for a man to say this, because I know you've been sort of cranked up about it. I don't know.
We didn't ask Heather earlier about this. But
I think, as is often the case, many of these things are taken out of context. So let's think about it. Let's just think about it this way for a moment, if you will. The number of women, and I was listening to the ladies on The View talk about this yesterday, who can breastfeed, who decide not to, versus the women who can't breastfeed and they have no choice but to use the formula. At some point, formula became available. Before that, mothers who couldn't breastfeed went out and got a cow and got the milk out of the cow to breastfeed, otherwise the child dies. So what Bloomberg may be doing, as a matter of fact, I'm opting for this read on this, which maybe is the more intelligent and intellectually stimulating way of looking at it. Breastfeeding is so much better for the child. The child has a greater chance of surviving in so many different ways and not getting Tourette syndrome or, Begins with an A. Where am I? Where's my mind?
Asperger's?
No.
Autism?
Well, Autism. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know that 1 out of every 84 children born in this country now has autism?
There's been a tremendous rise in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is because children are not being fed. There are 2 reasons for it. One of them, children are not being fed the natural ingredients that they get from immunity. I mean, I don't have to go any further than the farm to look at the calves that survive versus the calves that don't survive. You're around that now, Heather. You see when they get their colostrum in the first hour, mm-hmm. how it builds their immune system. And
I'm a woman who breastfed all of my all three children.
Yeah.
And that was my choice.
It was a choice. But
I do not think that any political person has the right to dictate to
he's
a
not,
woman.
That, but that's where you're wrong. He's not dictating anything. He's suggesting that bottles of this stuff not be made available easily so that children have the benefit of getting what they need to be healthy.
But why is that his business? Just like it is not the business to tell you that you can't give people raw milk.
Disagree.
You can't be on the same side.
Disagree.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, I disagree. We can all be upset about this. I think women have to make the choice, but they do it in an informed way.
There are some women who it is not physically an option.
Yeah, it's not.
And nobody's
possible.
Suggesting that that isn't the case. You're not hearing, I think, a lot of the essence of this, and it's easy for me as a man to say it, and you can all yell and scream. What I'm saying is, if you really look at this objectively and understand what I believe the message to be, it's all about health and well-being. He may do things that annoy people in this way. But, I mean, let's face it, Heather and Jennifer and every other woman that's listening to this program right now, isn't it more desirable, forgetting whether you can or can't, to bring a child into the world with its most healthful, hopeful chance for survival? Isn't feeding the child breast milk the number one way to make sure the child is healthy from the beginning?
Well, but then, I mean,
no,
are you
no, yes or no?
It is,
never mind.
It's a way.
Yes.
In my opinion, it's an A way.
Well, your opinion is, okay, where is the next stop?
How many kids
then?
Were born during the 50s and 60s that never breastfed? And everybody's fine.
I don't know. No, everybody isn't fine.
But then, do you then?
Is it disputable that a baby who has, this is the only discussion as far as I'm concerned, I'm not trying to be a bully, but is it, I understand the passions and the emotions, it's like abortion. You know, men should have no say in whether a woman
does what she does. If going along with this theory, then do you dictate the amount of time
that
a woman...
I'm not dictating.
No, listen. Do you have a certain amount of time that women should be holding their newborn? Because failure to thrive is a very serious thing, too.
The more the merrier. I don't know anything about... I know that my children were held a lot. And I think it made a lot of difference.
It does. Failure to thrive is a very big thing without the physical contact. But do you then tell women how new mothers?
No.
But the bottom line is not a breastfeeding debate, though, Doug. This is the thing. It's not a breastfeeding debate. I agree with you. I think breastfeeding is optimal if you can do it.
Yeah, what I find totally offensive, though,
is that Mayor Bloomberg is going to, A, hide formula, make it harder for a woman.
Have you read all of the story? And then also require a
lecture to be given if you choose to give your child formula. I mean, from someone who has seen mothers who have a terrible time. Let me just finish this.
Because
what happens, you have to understand the emotion of a brand new mom.
Yeah.
And if you can't breastfeed or if you are having troubles breastfeeding,
you feel terrible. You feel so bad. I understand.
And then to have someone come in and tell you, well, this isn't a good idea. Mayor Bloomberg says that you should be breastfeeding.
But I think
Go take a hike, Mayor Bloomberg.
I think you're taking it out of context. And by the way, this discussion will stimulate a lot of people to think about, well, should I or shouldn't I, and make the decision maybe differently than they did before. So the mayor may be doing, I mean, the mayor has nothing to lose here. The guys, nobody's going to run him out of town. I don't know whether he's running. I don't think he's running again. But he extended his term, didn't he?
He
got the city council to change the term limit from 2 to 3.
Go to 4.
But I think that in general, the guy gives us something to think about, whether it's soda pop, whether it's smoking. All of these things are considered smart. Is it smart for a politician to take a point of view? It's a gamble. It's a risk. And I'm not trying to be, so that I clarify this, because I don't want every woman listening to the program. Basically, I remember,
you know what people hear, but they don't quite hear everything you say.
So what I'm saying is the mayor is getting us to think and talk about this, and in my opinion, that's a good thing. All right? And then the rest of it, I'm not saying people should be dictated. I don't like, you know me, what? Do I want anybody to be told anything? No. You learn, you educate yourself. I despise government and all of the directives that come from government. I don't think that the idea of mandating it makes sense. The idea of discussing it and having an educational conversation about it, and whether the lecture you're talking about, Jennifer, is in fact somebody who's telling you that this makes more sense. It's how it's done. It's all in the way it's approached. And in this circumstance, knowing a little gives us a lot to talk about, and it also annoys a lot of people, and I can understand that. Nobody wants the government involved in our lives less than I do. But I do think that there are a lot of children, a lot of mothers take the easy way out. And the easy, and I saw it, by the way. The person will be nameless, but I have seen it because it was easier. I don't want to bother breastfeeding. It hurt my nipples. I don't want to pump it, blah, 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 blah. And meanwhile, there was plenty of milk. They just, this person didn't want to do it. Anyway, 800-510-8255. We want to talk about that, but we'll do it comfortably, hopefully.
Yeah, it's good to have healthy discussion.
Right. Van in Bedford, Pennsylvania. Who's responsible for the billboard, Good Chicken, No Hate?
I would say that had to be the CEO for Chick-fil-A.
No. In fact, it was nothing to do other than the fact that Chick-fil-A and the CEO brought this around to the point of discussion. It was not Chick-fil-A. Michelle's in Barrie, Vermont. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Good, and yourself?
Well, thank you. So who's responsible for the billboard saying Good Chicken, No Hate?
Someone in Kentucky Fried Chicken's marketing department just got a raise.
Kentucky Fried Chicken is putting those billboards up all over the place. And it's pretty stimulating
Wow.
when you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Good Chicken, No Hate. All right, Michelle, good job. Michelle, just as an aside, what do you think of the discussion that we're having here back and forth about breastfeeding?
I think it really should be left to the woman. I understand what Bloomberg is trying to do, but I think in the end it's the woman's decision, or it should be.
Right. Mm-hmm. But do you think this is a stimulating conversation, or does it sound one-sided or bullying?
No, it's definitely stimulating, and I think it's definitely something we should talk about.
Yeah. All right. What did you do, by the way, with your children?
I did not. Because of medical reasons, I could not.
Okay. All right. Well, that's understandable. But do you have children?
Yes, I have two boys.
All right. So when are they old enough to be married?
Yes, but they're not, thank God.
Good for you, Michelle. All right. Do a good job as a mom. Keep it up. All right. She wins, Michael. Kentucky Fried Chicken put that billboard up. Ann's in State College, Pennsylvania on breastfeeding. Hi, Ann. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning.
I guess I had the wrong answer. I also had chicken fillet.
That's all right.
But I wanted to comment on the breastfeeding.
Yes.
I think it's a wonderful idea that Bloomberg is just suggesting it. He is not dictating it. I only had one child, and I breast for 5.5 months, and I think it was the most wonderful thing a mother can do. People don't want to take the time out today, as you said prior.
Yeah.
If you're healthy enough and there's nothing wrong and you can do it, you're doing your child a wonderful, wonderful favor. You really are.
I
never regret it.
Yeah, that's the way I saw it. My wife breastfed both of the children for, I think, Brennan, 18 months. I don't remember, Megan, how long it was.
Right. Well, it takes time because you do have to take care of those nipples. You know, they have you put on certain creams and things like that so you don't have any kind of problem. I never had a problem. I just followed the doctor's orders, and it was wonderful.
What creams do you recommend?
I think it was something like a cocoa butter.
Really?
Yeah, cocoa butter. And I used to put them on and make like, you put it on, and then you put like a little wax paper over it, like you cover it up. And then just before you breastfeed again, you just wipe it off clean, you know, wash it off nicely, and you have your breastfeeding again. It takes time and it takes patience, but the look on the child's face, I know he told my son,
so
I never
rewarding.
Forget the way you used to look up at me while I was breastfeeding you.
It's a wonderful feeling for a mother, I think.
It's very endearing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a joy.
The
and it's not,
beautiful.
Mayor Bloomberg is trying some of these tactics and people are putting him down.
Yeah.
He's not actually saying you have to do it, but it's a very good suggestion.
I'm with you. Thank you for the call.
Yes. Have a great day.
You too. That's not why I put her on the air. I didn't know what she was going to say. Did you do some of the same things when you had three children? When you were breastfeeding them, did you have things that
I didn't really have a regimen that I went through. It can be uncomfortable for a bit, but you adjust. But it is such a great benefit to the children. It's you know, as far as their immune system and everything, and that beautiful connection that you have.
Yeah, it is great, isn't it?
I recommend it, if you can.
All right, in a moment, the Russian punk female band is in court in Russia chasing around the image of Vladimir Putin. A lot of people seem to be talking about this, and I've done a little research to figure out why, and maybe we'll figure it out in a moment here on Good Day.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Do you have gas? Get this. Schiff Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century: higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
All right. So there's a Russian women's band that was in court yesterday. They pled not guilty to charges of hooliganism and religious hatred. They allegedly performed a song criticizing President Putin in Moscow's Christ Savior Cathedral. They sang the lyrics, "Mother Mary, please drive Putin away," obviously in Russian. If they're found guilty, they could face up to 7 years in the slammer, and that would take two of the three women away from children who are under the age of two.
Ooh.
The Russian media saying the women apologized for hurting the feelings of people in church and Mr. Putin. However, they still apparently are, they don't, they haven't changed their belief, they just apologize. Meanwhile,
freedom of speech.
Amnesty International believes the charges are unfounded and they want to go in and get these women out of Russia before something happens to them and they disappear.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Sammy Hagar music to get started with Movie Moments, movie music, heavy metal from the animated movie of the same name. And this goes back to 1981. Chucker, do you remember this? I don't remember this at all.
What was the name of it again?
Heavy Metal, Sammy Hagar, living up to his reputation.
It's I remember it vaguely.
An animated, really? I don't remember that at all. But it's back a ways. What is that, 30-something years ago, 31 years ago? The contest is upon us. Chuck Curry's movie news is upon us. Chuck's blog is available, Entertainment Today and Beyond. You might want to check it out. Find Chuck's picture and then a connection to his blog at DougStephan.com in the contributors box. So Chucker normally gives us some movie news. I don't know that we did a good job with movie box office totals for the weekend. You may want to update us on some of the standings in a minute or two. First, though, let's get to the movie of the day, which stars an actor who's having his birthday today. And I don't know, this is if it feels like when we're done with the three audio clues that I need to give you another one, I will. Meanwhile, see if you can give it your best shot. Here's the first audio clue.
I don't want to listen or I don't want to hear this. You know, this is like pollution to my ears, man.
Roy, will you explain to this Gladys Knight and the Pimps?
It's Pimps. Yep. It's Gladys Knight and the Pimps.
800-510-8255. They've both gone on. I think they were in a couple of movies together, weren't they? Weren't they in two or three different movies together at least, Chucker?
I'm not sure. I know the voice of that clip. I'm not positive of the movie, though.
Really? All right. Well, let's give you clip number two.
Shut your anorexic, malnutrition, tapeworm having, overdose, Dick Gregory, Bahamian diet drinking ass up. Leave me alone.
800.
Yeah.
They were in, I believe, three movies together.
That's what I thought. They're apparently good friends in real life.
Yeah.
800. Yeah. 800-510-8255. All right. So here's how this works. We have three clips. Last one's coming up. Figure out what the movie is. You call us at 800-510-TALK. Right answer. First one in gets the prize if you haven't won before on Movie Moments. That simple, that easy. Here's the last clip.
Construction is a little slow right now, but basketball is still putting food on the table.
Basketball isn't a real job.
Oh, wow. Look at that. It's late. I got to go. Can't be late for the office. Working on this brand new shot.
800-510-8255. Wasn't Rosie Perez? She annoys me. Wasn't she in this movie, too?
Yes, she was.
Oh, man.
That voice.
Ah. Mm. All right. So we figure it all out, and you'll be the beneficiaries of the information when we get it for you in a few moments. Meanwhile, speaking of info, Chucker, what else do you want to add before you go into other movie news about the box office totals from the weekend?
Really, you know, the Dark Knight Rises did $64 million. I think it's like $265 million in 10 days, $537 million worldwide. Those are good numbers. And the only other box office news of interest would be The Watch with Ben Stiller. And Vince Vaughn did only $13 million in business, which is not good, and makes probably those two stars rethink about where they're going to go down the road.
What is there about Vince Vaughn?
Like their audience has just disappeared.
Please help me understand what the attraction is to Vince Vaughn. I don't even begin to come close to understanding what people...
I think he's got some talent.
Where?
Let's get on the movie.
That certainly isn't his hairpiece.
That'll take about 15 minutes to explain.
All right. Okay, here we go.
I like this one, Doug. Oscar-winning screenwriter Dustin Black has been hired to pen an updated version of Earthquake for Universal Pictures producer J.J. Abrams. It's not going to follow the same characters as the original. The original starred Charlton Heston and George Kennedy. Came out in 1974. It's going to be all new characters and new storyline. But if it's titled Earthquake, most people will look at it as a remake. And the funny thing is Warner Brothers has its own Earthquake movie in pre-production. It's called San Andreas 3D. So we'll have two Earthquake movies probably in the next couple of years. One other bit of movie news. Warner Brothers looking into the possibility of doing a prequel to the 1980 classic horror film The Shining, which will focus in on the Overlook Hotel. I have mixed feelings about that, but might be a good idea.
My mixed feelings are it will S-U-C-K. All right.
You're probably right.
All right. Okay, so let's see if we can. I don't think. Is anybody wrong on this? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, here's. Hey, John, what's the name of this movie?
Pursuit of Happiness.
You know how much fun it is when I do that? All right,
I can't believe you. Is anybody wrong?
Right,
John,
okay.
Come in.
John in State College, what's the name of the movie?
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. Good job. Not the right answer, but nice job. Mike's in Ohio. What's the name of the movie?
White Men Can't Jump.
Wesley Snipes celebrating his 50th birthday in the Slammer today. Yeah.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.